Tokyo, Australia, Germany, Africa.
Here we go. Head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head on with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Cold River Mountain Watch. Cold River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Cold River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! And here we go. It's the 27th day of June, 2016. This is the Horn. Head on RadioNetwork.com is where you live. That's where you go if you want to go say hi to Jeremy in Vermont, Chug a Punch, Labor Man, Little Gray, and Sparky, all in the Horn chat room, where if you just pick yourself out a screen name and a password, you'll be right there inside the madcap merriment amongst the multimedia zany real-time extravaganza that is the Horn chat room. All capable, moderated by longtime inveterate, indefatigable veteran chat room moderator, Sparky, who, being a third stage navigator, has exercised the greater part of valor and decided to fold space and become a cave today because it is, in fact, hot enough to the Moran out west. The reference to the Moran should be a clue that it is, in fact, Moran Monday on the Horn, because, you know, it is. We begin the week every day, every week with an assemblage, a compendium, an ingathering of the stupid. That's spelled T-E-H-S-T-O-O-P-I-D. Thank you very kindly, Brother Deacon Asa out in Vancouver. Loud and clear on my 1952 Remington Rand punch card calculator, Brother Bob. And I am so glad to know it, Brother Deacon Asa. Thank you very kindly. All right, this is, as we all know, a listener-supported broadcast effort, independent broadcasting. And we subsist on listener contributions. Thank you kindly to Catherine for getting us started this evening. We had four slots left in Chairman and CEO Harold's Secret Open Carry Happy Trails Roundup Society Challenge from Friday. We now have three slots left, and if those three get filled, then we will have completely fulfilled the Secret Open Carry Happy Trails Roundup Society Challenge, and we will be running downhill toward beating the Swede. That's a big deal, beating the Swede. That results in an extra $100 for the month of June. We started at 50 in January, 60 in February, 70, 80, 90, $100 in June extra if we can, in fact, beat the Swede. And so, yeah, we need three more folks at $50 apiece to finish up the Secret Open Carry Happy Trails Roundup Society Challenge. Thank you again to Secret Open Carry Roundup Society Chairman Harold for putting that forward. Thank you very, very kindly. Look, let's get this part out of the way. Well, okay, so the rest of it is if you want to do it by PayPal, you go to radionetwork.com, you click on Contribute. You fill out all the fields, you get to the next page. You don't worry about the one about where you're and what you do. Leave that on. You just get to the next screen. That's where you make all your choices. If you prefer the United States Postal Service, which some of you do, the mailing address is The Horn, 1038 North Eisenhower Drive, PMB 318, Beckley, B-E-C-K-L-E-Y, W-V 25801. And that's for checks and money orders made payable to the Horn, not to Bob Kincaid, because I never see him. That's all. Boss Man Wayne handles all of that. And he goes, and when he knows there's going to be mail in the box, he leaves his spider-proof gloves in the door, in the truck, and just takes in his trusty hickory Louisville Slugger in case he runs into a Klansman, because, you know, the Klan does their mail business there at that UPS store as well. So there's that method, too. If you want to do the mail thing, just send me a note, and we'll I'll let Boss Man Wayne know. So it's I knew this was going to happen before the program began. It knocked Dr. Bill completely off the air. The fine folks at Frontier Communications are having some trouble keeping their series of tube in Siri. We're experiencing just really, really ball-busting buffering here, and it's deeply frustrating, but I'm going to try to get through a program because there's too damn many morons not to. I mean, we really will be up to our armpits in morons if we let some of these go. In fact, up in the balmy north, run can 3-5 up, had a buffering that seems to come and go. By the way, I promise not to mention our mini in Eastern Ontario. We have any serious ones early May. And I'm seeing buffering just madness over there. It's all the way off, guys, but that's where. So, the resistance isn't just because Frontier are incompetent. They're not. They do their best. All of them have the flood and have wrought hell upon their network. And, you know, if this is as bad as we get out of the disaster, we're really, really ending. We're very, very fortunate with our flooding. We're on high ground. Back to 1932, my grandma deciding where to build the house. And she did a darn good job. Get the number of houses or creeks right here. Creeks run below parts that we call them hot, and they can get hurt. So we're fortunate in our many around. Death toll. That's a phrase now. The death toll from the thousand Appalachia that are now a few years' floods. We're on the six. It was and still is. You still see a lot of relief on them, the highway, the national going around. From a political injustice, November. Because he got something. You ask, well, take in guests at the our resort to people who, as a even feeding them. I'm magnanimous when you hire to say in Oakview, West Virginia Mall, which had out in 500 people. The La Quinta Inn has doubled its rates. Yeah, they went from $70 a night out. That's so. Consideration. Now that he owned and operated. Well, we didn't do that. Still corporate and corporate money, so you're traveling and in La Quinta. Yeah, I realize that room saying this is unsanned. I'm sitting here watching just 4 kb. Buffering at 64, it's pretty well. So, sorry. My apology. No, Steve. It's a lot of us. A whole lot of us. No, these 1,000-year flood, water is an immense, called an unkempt. My guy named Long Bill, as noted, was the first where the Meadow River runs through between Rain and Black Church, West Virginia, that was in the period has anything like this ever. If we had not utterly those cultures, they could tell us time it happened in there, as they had remember come out. More is the peak. So, you know, a big part of the world here, but my God, we have more. And I thought, let's do this right. Okay, here we go. It's more on Monday. We might as well try to do it right as long as we've got this going for us. So.
These are still farmers. These are people land. No.
Hurry right up, you will not believe your ears. It's Moran Monday on the horn, here in the Moran Monday tent, just your steps away from Carnival Midway. Behind this thin cybernetic veil of canvas, you will hear morans of all types, all descriptions. We have them all here. Birther morans, dither morans, ninther morans, tenther morans, booger-eating morans, replican morans, jabercher morans, clan morans. Every kind of moran under the sun. Conservative moran. Pragmatic progressive morans, because we got one. Morans, Morans, one and all. Yes, indeed, yes, you can't tell the Morans without a program, and this is the program that tells the Morans. You just can't tell them much. That's right, for less than 3 cents per hour programming, or a nickel or two, I don't do the friends so good. But for anybody who subscribes at a rate of $10 a month to keep the horn going, yes, indeed, you get access to all the Morans all the time. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, kiddies and cousins, moms and dads, come on in. Come on in with the warning, 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 warning. Keep children, small pets, European-style messenger bags, purses, wallets close to your body and a hand on them at all times. Even that iguana you won throwing pennies at a glass plate and ping pong balls into a fishbowl. Keep them close at hand because the Morans can get rabby. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It really is. Moran Monday on the horn. Head for the hills or you'll be up to your armpits in Morans. Oh, yes. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I'm a pragmatic, progressive Moran for getting us started. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. And I'm not at liberty to disclose the identity whence it came. But it deserves mention. A lot of utilities were knocked out by the flooding here. Internet, phones, power, gas lines were shut down, all sorts of stuff. But imagine the chagrin of one individual who, when the interweb tubes came back up and the phones came back up, heard the phone ring. And people are worried about other people during disasters and crises, and you never know what's going to be on the other end of a phone call. So this individual went, picked up the phone and said, hello. You know, that's what you do when the phone ring. Hello? And there was that characteristic silence that comes with programmed telephony. But silence was only a second or two long. Because that's when the robocall started. Vote for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton cares about you. She feels your pain. I do not know what content was of the robocall, but it was a pro-Hillary Clinton robocall being dialed into an area reeling from a natural and somewhat unnatural disaster. Because climate change is not natural. But no, really. The minute the phones came back on, the however many millions of dollars have been paid by the Clinton campaign to robocall people in West Virginia, and why you would do that, because she is going to get thumped in this state, whether you want her to or not. No, really. Hillary Clinton robocall to a disaster area. Hey, while you're digging out the mud and muck of being flooded out by climate change-induced flooding and flooding that it was made worse by clear-cutting around you, please, take a moment to think about voting for Hillary Clinton. She cares. I mean, what kind of script could you have that would make that okay? And what kind of incompetent neo-maxi Zoom dweeby back there at campaign headquarters didn't have the brains to look and say, oh, you know, maybe we ought to cancel the robocalls into the flooded disaster area that is West Virginia until maybe this is over with. What do you say we do that? No? Go ahead? People always want a robocall? Yeah, okay. But as I said, Jim Justice has, unless Republican nominee Bill Cole starts giving away cars, Jim Justice has won
the governor's race with his largesse of opening up the Greenbrier Resort to people displaced by the flooding. He also canceled, and I think the PGA had a big hand in this, the Professional Golfers Association, the Greenbrier Classic scheduled for next week. Because, well, the Old White, as that golf course is known, and I do mean white, it's been underwater for a while, and well, it's kind of hard to putt when there are bullfrogs leaping out of the cup on the number 12. Big difference between now and 4 years ago. Hard to believe it was 4 years ago. But on Wednesday, it will be 4 years ago to the day that, out of the blue, the derecho got cranked up somewhere out in the upper Midwest and blew across the continent in record time and slammed the living daylights out of this area. Mm-hmm. 3 years and 363 days right now. Now, back then when it happened, Jim Justice leveraged GERT, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin, to put every resource at his command into the Greenbrier Classic. So while 80-year-old women sweltered in 100-degree heat, ice was delivered to the Greenbrier. While people were without power, the National Guard was being used to pick up debris on the golf course. No, really, it happened. While West Virginians really, really were living on a prayer, Bon Jovi was warming up to sing at the concert there. And Jim Justice said, well, what the hell do you want me to do? Cancel the golf tournament? Well, yeah, people are suffering. So this time through, since he wants to be governor, and since he has had some sort of miraculous conversion in the last 4 years, whereby he was immediately transmogrified from a rock-ribbed Republican, which he had been all his life, to a member of the Democratic Party, well, he opened the doors of the Greenbrier for the dispossessed and fed them and has been feeding them and has canceled the golf tournament. Not good optics there when you want to be governor and there's, God knows, thousands of people homeless to be swanning around the golf course with the PGA. So, I'd say the governor's race is his. I am informed that the robocall that came in was, in fact, Hillary Clinton's voice saying, I'm not running against Donald Trump. No, wait. I'm not running against Donald Trump. I'm running on the issues. That, I am told, is when the person who had picked up the phone just hung the hell up. Really? Really? Hey, Robbie Mook. Isn't that your name? Robbie Mook. Get a clue. Don't robocall people in disaster areas, you twit. Bob, I mean, there's a lot of phone numbers. Yeah, and it's IT, you know. There's somebody who could have said, okay, let's just call West Virginia out of the robocalling list or reschedule or something. People are out there dying, and they don't need to hear a Hillary robocall. It might make people hate her even more here than they already do. which they already do. I mean, Jesus, she might wind up getting beaten 80% to 20% in this state. She might get beaten 75-25 or 70-30. That's how bad it's going to be for her here. I mean, if her campaign had any brains, they wouldn't waste a first penny. They wouldn't waste money on a damn yard sign in this state. But robocalls into a disaster area? Oh, Margaret. I hope the buffering has calmed down some. It seems to have on this end. That's what it looks like, at least. So that's our first, and, you know, it gives me no pleasure to nominate Hillary and her campaign for Moran Monday. But damn, do we just run away from reality? Hey. But we got other Morans. And, you know, I reiterate, she may be a Moran, but she's my party's Moran. And I'm a-voting for her. Just if for no other reason to keep her from being beaten 99% to 1% and maybe change it, a few of us, to 98% to 2%. Meanwhile, Brother Usher Steve up in New York says, the Greenbrier... he said family used to say it that way. The Greenbrier generosity. If I were cynical, I'd say it sounded like a really big tax write-off. I don't think you have to be cynical to say that, because it'll be there. It will be written off. And you know, all the cancellations and everything at the hotel, gone. That'll be written off, too. Because we do that for business. In Merca. The greatest country in the history of the world on earth, now, today, forever, in the universe. Amen. Use no hooks. Right. Thank you very kindly, Robert in Australia, pointing out stream good in Oz now. Yeah, it does seem to have settled down. I hope it stays that way. Oh, Morans. 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 We got them. Oh, we do. Let's see here. What sorts of Morans? Remember back when... thank you. Steve from Georgia Stan saying, I was worried about you, Bob. So glad you're loud and proud. Thank you, Steve. Thank you very kindly. Tried to make sure people knew that we were okay, you know, via the broadcast and via Facebook and social media, whatever. But it has been, it's been scary around here. Amazingly, we have even managed to keep electricity on when a lot of people do not have it and have not had it. 4 years ago during the derecho, electricity was out for in excess of 2 weeks. Yeah. But so far, so good. Although I must admit, I got a sinking feeling in my gut this morning when the warning on my phone went off. And, hey, flash flood watch. Because we had two beautiful days. You could not have asked for two more gorgeous days in late June than what we had here in Appalachia Saturday and Sunday. Not one of those cloudless days, but one of the ones where the big cotton ball, puffy white clouds just float by in their stately immensity. And it was a little bit of a respite for people who needed to start the cleanup process. And for those who needed to continue in the grieving process. No, Morans for Moran Monday? Yes, we've got them. You remember back when pastor, brother, governor, ex-presidential candidate, diabetes, snake oil cure salesman Mike Huckstervey was squiring Sister Clerk Kim Davis around in her her benighted effort to keep people from who love each other from getting married in Round County, Kentucky. And remember how she got put in jail for contempt and was let out way too early? Well, an outfit called Rude Music sued pastor, brother, governor, former presidential candidate Mike Huckstervey for using their song Eye of the Tiger. Mm-hmm. And they won. Yay. The Huckstervey people said, well, no, we get to use it because it's a religious assembly. And, of course, being evangelical Christians, they were lying because they used the event where they played the song as part of the campaign, his campaign for president, and his campaign paid for the event. Therefore, it was not a religious assembly. So it looks like Rude Music is $25,000 to the better. At the maybe he can sell some more diabetes cure snake oil. Yeah, that ain't exactly pocket change, as Brother Deacon Gerald points out. Gerald checking in. I trust everything's still okay at the Shea Brother Deacon Gerald. But poor little Clendenin is gone. It's amazing. I mean, it just gone. And one wonders how those fiscal conservatives will handle the request for aid. I got to tell you, during the derecho, FEMA was about as useful as tits on a tricycle. I hope they will do better and bring in the FEMA trailers this time for people who have been made homeless. What else? Big doings today. Out of the Supreme Court, a victory for women. That Kennedy guy did not go along with the rat, Roberts, Alito, and Thomas, the S in rats being Scalia, who is still dead. No, he sided with the majority, and the Supreme Court of the United States struck down a really, really stupid moronic law in Texas stand that was a backdoor attempt to shut down all means of women receiving an abortion. Not a 4-4, but a 5-3. This court is determined, it seems, where possible, to do its damn job. The Texas law would have required abortion providers, doctors, and the organizations, to have admitting privileges at local hospitals, which is okay. That's great, except for the local hospitals will not grant admitting privileges to the doctors. Yeah, see how that works? Yeah. And then an abortion center had to meet the same other standards as ambulatory surgical facilities, which was also burdensome. And holding that that the law was violative of Planned Parenthood versus Casey in 1992, insofar as it imposed an undue burden on providers of women's health resources, Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Kennedy said, nah. And the rat, Roberts, Alito, and Thomas, of course, had a hissy. And then, just in case you're wondering, assholes took to the social media. I don't know that they so much took to the social media as they just live there. Witness to wit, Todd Starnes. Yeah, he's a sleaze merchant with Fox, isn't he? The left won't be satisfied until there is an abortuary on every street corner. Ha, ha, see what he did there? Isn't that clever? Abortuary, huh? See, you take abortion clinic and you merge it with mortuary and you get abortuary. Hi, yeah, what an asshole. And then he just decided to work a little bit more plainly. Supreme Court sides with the killers of unborn babies. Can we take a minute for the art of word knowing? If the baby is unborn, kind of not, I'm talking semantics here, I admit it. Kind of not possible to kill it. Just, you know, saying. And then there's Laura Ingraham. Justice Kennedy once again joins the liberals to side with the butchers against innocent life. But as Pope Francis says, who are we to judge? And there were several references to Kermit Gosnell, the sleazy dude who ran a sleazy operation. Who is in no wise indicative of the whole of the of women's reproductive health care, but you'd never know that by looking and listening to what Republicans and right wing nuts have to say. The Heritage Foundation, headed by former South Carolina Senator Jim Dement. Said SCOTUS was wrong to strike down a reasonable law that protected women from unsafe abortion facilities like Kermit Gosnell's deadly clinic. There's only one problem with that statement. The law was not reasonable. It is unreasonable to impose impose standards such as that law contemplated upon facilities that clearly did not do anything that remotely would require them. Then there's Alex Griswold. I don't know who Alex Griswold is. I don't think I want to know. Wendy Davis is going to be unsufferable today. Correction, more unsufferable. I'll bet Alex Griswold was tittering merrily to himself when he did it. Correction, more unsufferable. No, correction, dickhead, insufferable. Not a long time practitioner of the art of knowing words, Alex Griswold. Morons come in all shapes and sizes, you know, they do. And